Welcome to Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to travel over to Appleton Area Health and visit with Dr. Brandon Chase Osborne. Dr. Osborne is fairly new to the Appleton Area Health Services, and we're going to get to know him this morning. Good morning, Dr. Osborne.
Good morning.
Well, kind of a strange winter, hasn't it, with the weather?
Oh, yes, it has. It's definitely been the only January, February that I can remember to where I think I've seen rain and worn short sleeves at times.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to see somebody jogging down the street in a t-shirt and shorts and a stocking cap. And
no kidding.
Yeah, so we're just going to get to know you a little bit. Tell us, when did you get started at Appleton Area Health?
I've been working at Appleton Area Health since January 2nd of this year. And I have been working in the clinic and the hospital in the emergency department since I've been here. I'm seeing patients in the clinic 3 days a week on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And then I intermittently work in the emergency room as well. Okay. A lot of nice people that I've met so far. I have previously worked in the ER here a little bit over the past couple of years, so I already kind of knew the layout a little bit and some of the people, and yeah, just really nice patients, nice staff. Couldn't be more thrilled to be here.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your background, Dr. Osborne, where you grew up, and education.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a long story. I'm actually originally from Louisiana, and I went to medical school at Ole Miss, go Rebels. And we've actually moved to Montevideo, Minnesota, in the summer of 2017 from Southern California. We had been living in Southern California previous to that, and when we moved to Minnesota, my son didn't even own a pair of pants, and so it was quite a bit of change for us when we moved here, but I think that we've adapted pretty well over that time.
To the Minnesota winters, huh?
Yeah, we have. That was an adjustment, but I think that we've made it.
Okay. All right, so a graduate of University of Mississippi, you said?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, where did you do your residency at?
That was at Ventura Medical Center in Ventura, California. And I do specialize in family medicine. And the reason why I wanted to do family medicine is because I grew up in a small town myself in rural Louisiana, and I kind of envied our small town doctor and just kind of had the impression that I wanted to do kind of family medicine the way they did back in like the 1950s and things like that. And so I've made myself out to the plains of Minnesota, kind of wanting to do that, and that's what led me here, and I'm doing what I've always wanted to do.
What do you like most about your job, Dr. Osborne?
I find it rewarding to see sick patients and patients that have things going on in their lives, and to kind of make an impact and then watch them improve and feel better from whatever it has been that ails them. And I like the responsibility of being a doctor and kind of overseeing the care that a patient receives.
Okay. Now, I understand you started a physician group. Tell us a little bit about that.
In 2021, I started a business called Emergency Prime, and it is a kind of a physician group. We have been working in Montevideo and Dawson and Appleton, as well as Benson, over the past couple of years, and the physicians in the group have been working primarily in the emergency departments at these facilities, other hospitals and things like that. I've got several other great doctors that work with me, and we continue to, you know, look forward to helping the patients in our community that we have here, supplying great doctors. I've been, up until January of this year, I've been working solely in the emergency room for the past 3 years. Mm. And so I was doing a little bit of everything before then, and just did ER for the past 3 years, and now I'm kind of back to, you know, have wearing a lot of different hats again as well too, and that is great.
So what kind of changes? Technology has changed so much and so rapidly in the medicine field too. What changes have you seen over the years as far as emergency room? Is that a question?
The equipment is so much better.
Yeah.
You know, we just the like the ultrasounds that we have available to us, the laboratory, and the imaging that we have available to us now is better. It's more definitive than what it was even, you know, 7, 8, 10 years ago.
Right.
I would say that we've made significant strides in that area. And then also as far as like brand new tech, one of the things that I've been using in the clinic is using kind of a having a transcription service for that I use on my phone that helps me kind of, you know, dictate my notes and help organize everything, and that's just been kind of a game changer.
Yeah, I know you're talking about cameras and screens and stuff like that. I had a heart pacemaker put in. And it just blew me away in the operating room there, all the technology. I mean, you can watch my own heartbeat on the screen. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. You're sitting there. You're watching kind of the live feed as they're doing everything.
Yep. I'm awake.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely amazing, the technology that's in medicine right now. So good. Tell us a little bit about your hobbies. What do you like to do, Dr. Osborn?
Well, I am a terrible golfer, I continue to try to get better at that, even though I feel like I've kind of been at about the same place for the last several years. But I do enjoy playing, I like to cook. I'm from Louisiana. I do like to cook Cajun food, so, okay. You know, that's something that we like to do in the winter months, making spicy Cajun food.
Is Cajun food always spicy?
If it's good.
Okay, if it's good. Okay.
So, yeah, I would say it tends to be on the spicier side. I enjoy that, and then of course I am a New Orleans Saints and an Ole Miss Rebels fan, so we'll kind of watch take that pretty seriously.
Okay, awesome. So big football fan then, huh?
Yep.
All right. We'll be looking forward to golfing with you at the Appleton Area Health Golf Tournament this summer.
I will be there.
Yeah, KLQP is always over there. It's a great time. It's always 100 degrees though that day for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love golfing in that tournament. It's a lot of fun. So, all right.
You know, August is such a weird month here. I've seen it to where I've worn a jacket the entire day playing golf in August, and I've also seen it to where it's been 100 degrees and you're dripping in sweat the whole time.
That's right.
August is such a random month.
Yep, it is, for sure. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that for sure. So. All right. Well, thanks for joining us on Wellness Wednesday this morning, Dr. Osborn, and welcome to Appleton Area Health in the area here.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That's Dr. Brandon Chase Osborn from Appleton Area Health, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.